And I want to invite you to go with me literally thousands of years back to the time of Joshua, a leader of God's people in those days. And we meet up with them at a crisis time in the existence of God's people. So much so that Joshua was at the end of his tether. He has done so much, he has tried everything, but somehow the people remain confused. The people prayed to different gods, and Joshua came to a point where he had to speak up. Now, this is not only ancient times, but from time to time, the challenge that Joshua set is also set in front of us. Choices to be made. Joshua 24, verse 15. If you decide that it's a bad thing to worship God, then choose a God you'd rather serve, and do it today. Choose one of the gods your ancestors worshipped from the country beyond the river, or one of the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're now living. As for me and my family, we will worship God. And then the people answered, we'd never forsake God, never. We'd never leave God to worship other gods. God is our God. He brought up our ancestors from Egypt and from slave conditions. He did all those great signs while we watched. He has kept his eye on us all along the roads we've traveled and among the nations we've passed through. And then Joshua 23:4. Joshua said, now get rid of all the foreign gods you have with you. Say an unqualified yes to God, the God of Israel. And the people answered Joshua, we will worship God. What he says, we will do. And here ends our scripture reading. May you and I sense God's presence, and may God speak to each and every one of us through the challenge of Joshua of old. It's a custom in our church to follow our annual election of church officers with a service of installation like this one. The elected leaders openly confirmed their commitment to serve with us in God's kingdom. And they affirmed that they've made the choice freely as a result, listen to this, of their personal faith. You made your choice because there's something that you believe. Something that you believe with all your heart. We're delighted, and therefore we know that we can trust them in the choices that they will be called to make for our church as we move into God's future. We trust that their choices will help us to be effective, to be efficient, and to be truly known, not only here in our own midst, but in our community as the people of God. That their leadership will guide us and help us to further discern God's will for our ministry in this place. As I said, it was a choice. Our lives consist of a series of personal choices. And it is a fact that the personal choices that we make will also determine the success or the failure of our lives. How many choices did you have to make in order to be in church today? You know, it doesn't speak for itself. There was a time when the church was in the middle of town, and that's what most people did. When the moment came, they simply knew, I'm going to church. That's the way we do it. Those days are long in the past. Week after week, many of us, all of us, need to make a new choice. As I said earlier, the launch failed, but I was up. So maybe I can catch up on some sleep. So you see, there's a choice. No, I am going anyway. But that's just on the surface. There are many, many deeper reasons why people say in the early morning, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You made a choice. Good choice, I believe. Now, the question that we don't need to answer out loud, have you ever made a choice that turned out to be a disaster? Did there ever come a moment in your life where you reached a crossroad and thinking back you realize, at that moment in my life, I made a choice that I'm regretting since then? Come to think of it, choices brought us here today. Choices rule our lives, and every day we're challenged anew. So on the positive side, which choice that you once made turned out to be so good that it positively changed your life? My own life, beside a campfire in December 52, a little boy made a choice. The moment came when I was so sure in myself. And I know that we sang that evening, I can hear my Savior calling. Little did I know, little did I understand. But decades later, I still think back. Powerful God, how you touched and changed and tested and formed me through the years. Faithful God, I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. That's the type of choice I'm talking about. What choice have you once made that turned out to be the choice that brought you on the road where that you wanted to be? Talking about far-reaching personal choices. I've heard many, but this one beats them all. It was the year 1947 when Gandhi, the beloved leader and father of India, decided to stop eating. And he did for weeks. And he was ready and waiting to die. Why did he do that? Well, first the message spread throughout India that this long fast was certainly going to cause Gandhi's death. And during those very difficult days, a prominent Hindu leader went to the bedside of Gandhi, who was then near death, in order to plead on behalf of the Hindus to end his long fast. to eat again, to stay alive for them. He listened to the Hindu leader, and then Gandhi simply states that he will end his fast only when the Hindus and Muslims would stop their fighting. But this Hindu was not going along. In the face of Gandhi, the hatred for the Muslims was burning in his eyes, and he declared there that he was going to continue fighting and nothing would stop him. So to justify his resolve, he told Gandhi how Muslims came and they took his little boy and they killed him, they crushed his head. And then he added sorrowfully, "I then captured a Muslim kid and I killed him the same way." Silence. And then he added sorrowfully, "And since that day, I've been living in hell." Gandhi reflected on this a moment, and then he said softly, "Friend, I think I know a way out of hell for you." And you can imagine that the Hindu was then hanging on his word. Gandhi told him, "Go now and find a Muslim boy similar to your son that the Muslims has killed, and then take him into your home, make him your son, but raise him as a Muslim." Can you imagine? In that scene, Gandhi places before the anguished Hindu father the kind of choice that Joshua placed before the people as they arrived in the promised land. There was a way out of their confusion, out of their self-destruction, out of their inability to make their decisions. There was a way to choose, a day to choose for life, for them and their children, and for future generations. Life over death. One's choice brings God's blessing, or it can bring you sorrow. Bible says, "I've set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants might live." Joshua's challenge so long ago was very simple. It was very straightforward. Love, follow, obey, and remain faithful to God. Long ago, seems to be that nothing has changed. Times have changed, yes, but people still discover in our times that this simple formula contains directions to peace, to love, and to happiness. There is freedom to choose which side you and I shall be on, but no freedom to negotiate the results of the choice once it is made. Oh yes, we may repent a wrong choice and alter the consequences by making a new and right choice. But let's be honest about it. Beyond that, we cannot go. I'm reminded of a young, eager university graduate who said one day to the professor, "Well, you see, difficult to answer, you know, there are two sides to every question in life." And the professor agreed. "Oh yes," he said. "And there are also two sides to fly paper. But it makes a difference to the fly which side it chooses." Joshua was pleading with the people. It is a matter of choice. So he gave them the five verbs of life from the Hebrew Testament. loving the Lord, walking in His way, keeping God's commandments, obeying His voice, and holding on to God. I wish there was time to talk about each and every one of these. But this is a time, if there ever was one, when we need to discover the secret of holding on to God. Oh yes, God is holding on to us. And I think much of this will be repeated in the coming days. That's why Dr. Bobby came to us. We're going to talk about our relationship with God. Gandhi suggested to the Hindu, so filled with hate against the Muslims, raise a Muslim child as your own in Muslim ways. In such a choice, Gandhi knew, and we understand today, hate would have lost the battle, and love would have overcome. Choices. We can choose this very day to love rather than hate. If there is someone in your life that you cannot stand, that you would just do anything to avoid them in the mall or wherever, may I remind you that you can choose today to love rather than to hate, and it can make a difference. You can choose to smile rather than to frown. You can choose to build up rather than to destroy. You can choose to persevere in your crisis rather than to quit. You can choose to praise rather than to gossip. You can choose to heal rather than to inflict a wound. You can choose to give rather than to grasp. You can choose to act rather than delay. You can choose to forgive rather than curse. And you can choose to hope rather than despair. Dear one, in the midst of death, life persists. In the midst of untruth, truth persists. In the midst of darkness, light persists. And you and I can make the choices that bring about life, truth, and light. In history, Abraham Lincoln was once listening to a person who closed his remarks with the pious hope that the Lord is on our side. And Lincoln responded by commenting, "Oh, I'm not worried about that. For we know that the Lord is always on the side of right." And then he said, "But it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should always choose to be on the Lord's side." Christianity, after all, began with such a choice. To be on the Lord's side is far more an important issue than trying to coerce and to get the Lord to be on our side. "Choose then," says Joshua. "Choose then," says the Bible. "Choose then this day, because it is always a matter of personal choice." One day there came along that silent shore, while I my net was casting in the sea, a man who spoke as never man before. I followed him, and new life began in me. Mine was the boat, but he's the voice. His was the call, but mine was the choice. Choose then, this day. But for me, and I know for so many of us, Father God, we choose you again this very day. Amen.